been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday. It is the Thursday morning. Where's the week gone? It is September the 21st already. And we're opening up to the downside today on the markets. After Fed speak yesterday, the Dow is down 24 points right now. 22,388. We've got the S&P down about 7 points this morning. That works out to about 0.25%. We're at 2,501. The NASDAQ's down 35, tacking on more losses to yesterday, mostly surrounding Apple. All of Apple suppliers, chip makers, were down yesterday. Apple's having some difficulties, some issues with their new iPhone. Delays and some issues with their iPhone watch. So that's impacting the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ, however, is at 6,419. Crude oil's down 44 cents. Crude oil is now at $50.25, above $50 for the first time in quite some time. I'm sure the hurricanes have had something to do with that. Silver's down 36 cents to $16.98 per ounce. The euro is down 1.19. You know, the dollar, the U.S. dollar had a huge rally yesterday after Fed speak. And that puts the crimp on the precious metals. It also puts the crimp on the emerging markets. It did yesterday. The 10-year yield didn't react too much, however. It was up during the day. The interest rates were, that is. And today they're down a little bit because the Fed doesn't seem to be in any hurry. They've signaled one more rate hike, which we're already expecting. The 10-year's at 2.25%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson and Rob Sanford in the house. He made it with about a minute to go.
Still out of breath.
The artery is clogged. Your artery, did you say? Or was
probably
that the Interstate 5 artery that was clogged this morning? Well, the artery of the jobs market is running pretty smoothly right now. Initial jobless claims come in at 269,000. That's one of the tributaries that flows into the mighty Mississippi, the economy of the U.S. Those numbers had been up the last few weeks, mostly hurricane-related, and now we're back down to 269,000.
Now, Bill, you asked me, actually, you didn't ask me, but I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
You mentioned right in the opening of the show that the dollar rallied.
Big time yesterday.
Big time.
Yes.
Now,
biggest rally in a long time, but it's been in a major descent.
Okay. Now, months. I was on the phone with a guy yesterday who's interested in having you manage his money, and he has spent the last 10 years trading and buying currencies.
Well,
that's what he does.
To each his own.
And all he's never been in the stock market, just currencies.
Uh-huh. Currency.
Now, trading. How in the world does that work? I guess that's just a guy who looks at all the different currencies.
There's a few people that are really, really good at it, and there's a lot of people that are really, really bad at it.
Okay, well, he comes into that second category. He's made no money.
Okay, listen.
He's finally coming over to Bill.
Quick story.
Okay.
We had a group of dentists here in this area. They were all brothers, and they were all related to one another. And one of the non-dentists in the family said, "Hey, I've learned how to trade currencies."
Just all
so
of a sudden.
All these guys who've worked all their life filling molars and cleaning teeth and all the other things put a lot of money with him to trade currencies. And about a year later, he said, "Guess what? It's all gone."
Oh,
so,
no.
I'm not a big currency guy. Well, I mean, look, it's just, what do you have to sink your teeth into? I like to I like something that has...
Oh, I get it, with the dentist thing. Sink your
teeth
in. Well,
yeah, exactly. Right. And the currency is kind of like Bitcoin, you know? How do you, I can't value gold. I can't value the dollar. But they do trade these fluctuations, and I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, this guy does not do well. As a matter of fact, his wife is in the military, and he stays at home and trades currencies.
Oh,
and they sold their house, and he said, honey, I'd like to fund my currency trading account with the equity or with the profits from selling our house. And she said, no, call Bill Gunderson.
Okay, good. All right. Now, this the Fed yesterday, do you have a shirt Bill was right? Did I get one?
I don't know if I gave you one or not, but we have a couple of them left.
Can you hold it up for
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, well,
It's in your newsletter this last week.
Oh, the
picture
shirt
of
is?
It.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
picture of it.
I've been saying that the two biggest bear markets that I have witnessed were, number one, the tech collapse in 2001, 2000, actually. And the second one was caused by the collapse of the financials and the loose money mortgages and the no money down, all that kind of thing. And I've been saying publicly at the seminars and to people and on the radio that I think the third one will be caused by the bond market. Well, guess what? Here's an article from yesterday, and I want to say it's Deutsche Bank. Deutsche Bank says how the great central bank unwind, which involves the bond market, could ignite the next financial crisis.
Bill was right again.
Who said it way before? Why does my chair keep? I gotta get is the millennial here?
It's sinking down.
I need my chair fixed. I'm 4 foot two here.
It is
okay. How the great central bank unwind? Now the Fed has $4.5 trillion on their balance sheet, way more than ever before. They've got to sell that into the open market, or they've got to let those bonds expire into the open market. Therefore, the demand for bonds is going to won't have the Fed behind it anymore. And some point in time, Europe is going to do the same thing. The Fed announced yesterday a reversal of the balance sheet. We need to start trimming the balance sheet. They're holding $4.5 trillion worth. You think a person with an asset allocation portfolio is holding a lot of bonds? The Fed is holding $4.5 trillion.
Now, what happens to all that money?
Well, they're gonna.
What's the fix?
They have to find buyers. Obviously, if they're going to sell those bonds, somebody has to buy them from them. And if the appetite is not there for the bonds, then interest rates, bonds are going to go down because all of this supply is coming onto the market, and interest rates are going to go up. This guy did an 88-page study, Jim Reed, entitled The Next Financial Crisis. And I would say amen to that.
You were talking about that months ago.
That's right. And I said on Monday, I said, keep your eye on the German Bund. Not the Bund cake, not the German chocolate Bund cake, the German Bund. Because that, let's see, who's the guy, the bond king these days, Jeffrey Gundlach, says that when the Bund starts moving higher, that will trigger U.S. rates to start moving higher, and there will be a tidal wave that goes. It'll look like Puerto Rico.
So what about all the folks that are heavily invested in bonds? What do you do?
Get out of the way.
If you're in that situation.
Get out of the way. Get rid of your bonds before the U.S. starts unloading their bonds. And number two, yes, it will spread to the stock market at some point in time. I don't see that immediate future, but we have to keep our eye on that. And not also forget that could be a wildly profitable venture by investing against the bond market at that point in time. So you know what? Stay tuned.
So is there an inverse bond?
Absolutely.
Of course there
is.
And
it's moving now. TBT is double inverse, but I don't own it yet. I think it's too soon. But I think that will be the cause of the next big bear market, which is looming out there somewhere, which is another case to be made for an active money manager as opposed to a passive money manager. Because when the next big bear happens, what are the passive guys going to do?
They're
going to
say, right.
They're going to remain passive.
Exactly.
How can you remain passive when the storm warnings are up and it's tracking towards your portfolio.
I used the analogy yesterday with a guy on the phone. I said, Bill is like a master chess player. He moves the pieces around on the board as needed.
Well, you have to look to the future. That's for sure. And that's why these tributaries that flow into the market, you've got to have a good handle on each one of these tributaries. So far, so good. So far, we're going to continue to make hay while the sun shines. In fact, when we come back, you won't even believe. You know, I say to you every day there's some news that comes out on the reinventing the wheel revolution, I call it, reinventing the wheel revolution. Wait till you hear these stories that are stacking up, like hurricanes in the Gulf Coast today that are about to disrupt the automobile industry. That when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson and Rob Sanford. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. And before we move on, Rob, here to the news stories of the day, I want to complete this thought on the great central bank unwind and what it could unleash on the bond market. I don't think what it could. I think what it will unleash. It will be the beginning of the next financial crisis, which, you know, could be a couple years away, 3-4 years away. It could be a year from now. That's why we have to stay tuned. But you know what? We believe in emergency prep, being prepared for an emergency.
Yes, we do.
We've seen all these natural disasters here, and, you know, some of them you can't prepare for. But in this case, with Hurricane Bond, James Bond, headed for a portfolio near you, you can be prepared. And everybody has been lulled. 80% of the investors out there have been lulled into an asset allocation portfolio where the planner doesn't have to do anything, and very little. And, you know, in a vast majority, like I say, the bond market dwarfs the stock market. And we know what a stock market bear can look like. Imagine a four-time the size market coming unraveled and what kind of impact that could have.
Well, on this goofy asset allocation stuff where everybody's got their glossy pie charts and a 60-year-old or a 70-year-old has 60 or 70% of their entire net worth, their entire portfolio in a bond of some type. Man, I'll tell you, I worry about those folks.
I do too. And the bond market hasn't been hit for 3 or 4 decades now. but when it does get, it's like California hasn't been hit with an earthquake now for
94.
Since the Northridge
1994.
But when we get hit, you know, it's the big ones out there somewhere. So look, you know, everybody to each his own. The asset allocation has been working for the last couple, 2-3 decades. Why? Because the wind has been at its back, and the interest rates hit, 2.08%. We got clear down to 1.25%, which was a 5,000-year low on interest rates. And I'm just looking at the macro picture, the big picture out there, and I don't like what I see at all. But you know what? We'll turn it into a profitable. What happens when you're dealt lemons?
Lemonade.
You make lemonade. All right. Now let's talk about, until then, we're going to talk about hay. And we're going to talk about making as much hay while the sun is shining. And there's some major, major trends taking place. Listen to this, okay? Someday you'll say Bill was right again, okay? I'm just predicting now. The National Institution for Transforming India. Now, this is your trivia question of the day, Rob. I want to know how many people live in India. They're going to present a comprehensive electric vehicle plan to the cabinet in India within 4 weeks. Now, India has an ambitious target to sell only electric vehicles by 2030, although the timing and amount of the subsidies is still up in the air. Automakers with an eye on India include Honda, Hyundai, Suzuki, Tata Motors, Tesla, Renault, and Volkswagen.
Okay, now here's technology. You said it was my question of the day.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
Question of the day.
You asked Google.
I asked Google on my phone. There's the answer.
1.3 billion.
Oh,
so is that
one-fifth,
25, 22, 23% of the planet? Question number two, How many people live in China? That's your next one.
Come on. Now I got to ask Siri.
Now, suppliers.
See how he keeps me busy during the day?
Suppliers that could benefit from an electric vehicle push in India include Exide Technologies, Ashok Leyland on the Bombay Stock Exchange, and JBM Auto on the National Stock Exchange of India. Now, you'll notice that every one of these companies that I mentioned are outside of the U.S., which is another one you'll say, Bill was right again at some point. Now, all right, that's story number one. Story number two, yesterday we announced that Volvo is going to double the size of the plant that they're building in Charleston, South Carolina. Okay, China's $1.4 billion.
Wow.
I didn't know that India has almost as many people as China.
That's unbelievable.
So we're talking,
that's a lot of folks.
Yeah, one-third of the planet between China and India, and they're going electric. Okay, Daimler now pipes in. Daimler, you ever hear of them? Mercedes-Benz.
Daimler Chrysler.
Sure. They are prepping an Alabama plant for an electronic vehicle push. Daimler plans to invest $1 billion in a plant in Alabama. Maybe Trump had something to do with it. Maybe he didn't. As it prepares the facility for production of electric SUVs, Rob.
Uh-oh.
SUVs. Would you buy a Mercedes electronic SUV?
Maybe a Ford.
The new SUV is expected to be sold under the Mercedes-Benz EQ sub-brand. On a global scale, Daimler aims to have electric versions of all of its Mercedes models by the year 2020.
How about that? Wow.
What can I say? Now, we're not done yet. I'm not just getting started. Ever hear of Baidu in China?
No, I have
Baidu
not.
Baidu is the Google of China. It announces the... Now, remember, the electric vehicle is part of this reinventing
Baidu.
The wheel. Baidu is the Google of China, and we've owned it in the past, and you're probably going to see it in the future in my portfolio. They announced the release of its latest iteration of the company's Apollo open-source autonomous driving program. How many idiot drivers were on the road today?
Oh, well, a couple of them were messed up. One car was on its side.
Yeah.
That always stops traffic. It wasn't in traffic. It was just laying on the passenger door on its side, on the side of the road.
You ever notice that you're the only one that drives the correct? Because anybody driving slower than you is an idiot, right?
Right?
And anybody driving faster than you is a maniac.
Right.
He's a maniac.
That's right. That's right.
Well, the autonomous vehicle driving platform is coming. Apollo 1.5 opens up 5 additional core capabilities, which include obstacle perception, planning cloud simulation, high-definition maps, and end-to-end deep learning, providing more comprehensive solutions to developers and ecosystem partners to accelerate the deployment of autonomous driving.
Isn't that crazy?
It's coming. Baidu has already landed 70 partners for its Apollo program. The company also announced a $1.5 billion Apollo fund to invest in 100 autonomous driving projects in the next 3 years. Now, wait a minute. We're not done yet. When we come back, in fact, I think I'll do a little three-minute segment when we come back. We haven't done one of those. Town Hall has given me some grief. Bill, we love your videos. Send us some more.
Send more.
We'll do a little one because there's a major chip company here in America, and it's not Intel, that all of a sudden is going front row center in the autonomous vehicle revolution. This is Bill Gunderson. It is Rob Sanford. We'll be right back.
Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in at Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota-Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. As we were leaving there, it said Bill said it's this is Bill Gunderson.
it's Rob Sanford.
It is. No,
it is. But it is the Bill Gunderson Radio Show.
Okay.
With
all right.
Rob Sanford. Just I'm the deckhand here, making sure that no blood or scales stay on the deck here at
That's
the end of the
right.
show. Now, I'm the best with a scrub brush, but I want to remind folks that we're coming to Seattle. Speaking of getting scales and blood on the deck, we are we're wanting to go salmon fishing, or maybe even albacore fishing if they're still around out of Westport or Owako or wherever we're going to end up, at Garibaldi. And we're going to do our best to catch an albacore and a salmon in the same day. So if you've got some advice on where to go and who to go with, let us know.
And a spot prawn.
Okay. I don't know if that's... That, we can get that at
called
the fish market.
What is it in baseball? The cycle.
That is the cycle.
The fourth one would be a halibut.
That's right.
Can I hit for the... Can Gunderson hit for the cycle at his age?
The Seattle Grand Slam. So here's what we need to know. We got a few conflicting emails yesterday. Some folks say, I'm coming to the seminar if it's...
Only if it's in Tacoma.
Oh, only if it's in Tacoma. And we got others saying, I'm only going to the seminar if it's in Bellevue.
Yeah.
So it's the battle of Bellevue versus Tacoma.
Yeah, it's about tied right now.
And it is. Just about tied.
I'm in the middle.
You are. I lean Bellevue-ish.
I'm leaning that way.
Some folks...
I hate to say it, but I'm leaning that way.
You know, it's central. It's central. It's east of Seattle. It's central to the Puget Sound area. And frankly, that's kind of the direction we're leaning. But if you can make a good case for Tacoma, well, let us know. Most importantly, we need to know how many folks are coming. You know, we had this discussion about Minneapolis, and we still... didn't have enough chairs.
You know what? But we nailed the location.
Oh, absolutely.
With the help of our listeners, yes. they nailed it.
Yep.
The GPS led us right to the Gunderson people listener. The GPS led us right to Bloomington.
Everybody knew where the Mall of America was.
We had no problem, and it was a great location. It was nice, close to the ballpark, close to the radio station. We had standing room only, so we'll get it.
There you go.
We'll get it narrowed down. Seattle's more... very diverse. I mean, it's spread out more, isn't it?
In fact, it's oftentimes referred to as the sister city to San Diego because it's a large bay. It's a lot of North County, a lot of South County, a lot of West. It's very similar. I-5 and 405 run right through it. So.
Some people will be coming on seaplanes. Some people will be coming on ferry boats.
That's right.
Some people will be coming in electric cars. Which,
sure rains a lot.
Leads me right into the next discussion. We talked about India, all electric by 2030. And there's many countries in Europe that have also made the same pledge. I'll start making a list, okay? We'll see what percent of the population in the world is going to be forced by government mandate. I see it coming to America to drive an electric car.
Mandate.
A law.
I wonder if there will be a market to replace engines in combustion engine vehicles, like an engine replacement.
Recycling plants.
Yeah, something.
Yeah. All right, well, we've talked about Daimler. We've talked about India. We've talked about Baidu in China. Now, remember, it's not just the electric car, it's also the autonomous car. CNBC reports that Tesla is working with AMD. Okay, now we know that Intel is working with Google. Intel bought Mobileye, the Israeli company that is way out in front. The Mobileye solution that Intel has seems to be the most viable one at this point for the autonomous car. Tesla, on the other hand, is working with AMD on a autonomous chip. Did I say that the autonomous highway will be paved with semiconductors? CNBC reports that Tesla is running tests on its own sample chips for autonomous vehicle driving tasks. The Tesla chips built on AMD technology through a wafer agreement with AMD has with its spinoff Global Foundries. Creating its own chip will allow Tesla to ease its dependency on NVIDIA, who's another player in this all. NVIDIA's down today on this news. Tesla already parted ways with chipmaker Mobileye. Why? It was acquired by Intel. And apparently Tesla wants to work with AMD. They parted ways with Mobileye because of the accident that happened.
Yeah.
All right. Intel is working with Google's Waymo on self-driving car technology. And don't forget, Google is a major player in this. They have their own brand, Waymo, which they at some time might spin off. But at the current time, it's part of owning Google. You own Waymo. And another leader in the self-driving technology. So
now I'm going to spin off and just mention the amount of time and research that you put into this stuff. Every day when we come in here and do the radio show, I look at your pages of notes, and that's from research
that
you've
done. This
was all done
this morning before the show.
That's what I'm saying.
That's it. You saw me, and we said, hey, bye, Rob. Have a nice day.
There you go. And all night long and in the evening and in the morning, you're doing this research. The average person that's putting a portfolio in asset allocation, they're not doing research on all the backstories of all these stocks and how it might affect all these little individual companies. I saw a billboard yesterday driving home.
Hey, for I came from the billboard industry many moons ago.
It wasn't your old company, no. But it said it was an advertisement for Qualcomm, which is here in San Diego.
Yeah, they got some weird ads, don't they?
This one was, we invented the smart in your smartphone.
There you go.
So they're the people that put that smart in the smartphone. So think of all of the companies like Qualcomm, all these ones you're talking about, that the average money manager, the average investor, doesn't put the time and research into finding out where to invest. And that, my friends, is the difference with having Bill Gunderson.
And, you know, Qualcomm was fighting with others, but they emerged as the winner with the CDMA technology.
I'm talking about Bill Gunderson.
Oh, okay.
Bill Gunderson.
All right.
Not Qualcomm. That's just an example.
Yeah. Okay. Well, my wife and I were watching the Padre game last night. As the season winds down, this is the last week, right?
Sure. Well,
unless
close.
You're going to the playoffs.
Right.
Okay.
But
well,
we're not.
No, we were
no.
First week.
No
we
October for
mathematically
us.
Mathematically eliminated. But we're looking pretty good, actually. You know, Hunter Renfrow hit 3 home runs last night.
I saw that.
In his return from the minor leagues. He's a future star. San Diego's got a good young team. Just shore up that pitching a little bit, and we'll be there. But anyways, while we were watching the game, my head was buried in the I'm up to about 100 players in all of this, you know, right now in this whole car revolution. But we're not done yet.
There you go.
I still have 2 more stories. Volvo. Out of Sweden, majority owned by Geely Automotive. Have you seen Geely lately?
Oh, I looked at it yesterday, yep.
Volvo CEO Håkan Samuelsson. Sounds like a good Swede. A lot of Swedes in Minnesota.
Yes, sir.
And a lot of Norwegians in Minnesota. That's why I felt very welcome and at home there. Confirms a plan by the company. That's why we were there on Dollar Hot Dog Night. All the Swedes and were there. The whole stadium was full of Swedes and Norwegians getting those dollar hot dogs, including myself. They plan to double their capacity in the U.S. as part of their target to hit 800,000 electric cars by 2020. That's 3 years from now. Samuelsson thinks Volvo's strategy, and they're a player, VLVLY. Guess what? When those symbols end in Y, why? Because they're outside of the U.S., and those new 500 stocks.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a new thing to look at there.
New York Stock Exchange stock has 3 symbols. IBM, for instance, of NASDAQ has 4. Apple, for instance, AAPL, but when you get into, whenever you see this Y in there or F, and it's 5 symbols outside the U.S., and many times they trade on the pink sheets or the gray sheets.
I noticed that as well.
Some of them trade, yep. You have to look at the volume. There's lots of factors, but believe me, a company.
Now, what is a pink sheet? Because every time I go and look at one of these new stocks that you found, it pops up on my little Scottrade thing. Hey, this is a pink tree.
Yeah.
This is pink sheet stock.
Yeah, that's why, because, you know.
What is a pink sheet?
Bulletin boards is different from the exchanges. It's
okay.
Different from the New York Stock Exchange. It's
all right.
Different. Now, a lot of these companies are starting to show up on the exchanges. But you know what? Like I said, you came in the other day. I said, hey, we're on the forefront of technology. And you took a look at my desk, And you said there's 3x5 index cards.
That's right. Yeah, leading edge.
I use all technology.
That's right.
But you know what's at the center of all tech? You know what's at the center of all technology? The human brain. Don't ever forget that. Anyways, Volvo, ramping up here in America. Majority owned by Geely Automotive. They are joining the electric car revolution. One more story when we come back, if that's not enough. This is Bill Gunderson with Rob Sanford. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question? Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in at Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
You know, there's a lot other things going on in the market besides, but this just has captured my imagination recently. And of course, I'm investing, not going overboard or anything, but I really do believe that, you know, there's something here to this. And these stories every day just reinforce my conviction. You know, whether our friends in Eagan are going to be driving autonomous electric cars while they watch the Canadian geese land, I don't know. But when you consider that India, you said 1.2 billion, China 1.4 billion.
That's unbelievable.
And this week's newsletter will have the players, the lithium players, and my analysis of the lithium players. We've got Daimler building a plant in Alabama to push their electronic vehicles.
Everybody,
you know what? Nobody wanted in on it at first.
Right.
I was as big a skeptic as anybody.
Worse than me?
I was. Ah, it's a fad.
Right.
The Chevy Volt.
Oh.
You'll never catch me dead. I was saying this to someone yesterday. You never catch me dead. Watch the hearse that I'm being carried in. It'll be an electric car.
That's right.
And you will catch me dead in an electric car. But look, I drive a, my wife drives a Prius.
Yes,
that's,
she does.
That's a hybrid that you can 45 miles to the gallon. You know, whenever we need to drive around town, I say, honey, let's take the Prius.
Sure.
This Norwegian likes to save money. And, you know, and I fought it as much as anybody. I finally allowed a Prius in our home. You know what? I've loved every one of them. We're on our second
She really likes that car. She does.
I love it.
Yeah.
And for Stephen's birthday, he turned, he had his birthday last Friday. And on Saturday, his brother-in-law rented the high-end Tesla SUV. Have you seen
the
it?
The Model X.
Have you seen inside? Have you seen it?
Just looking in a mall store. Oh. You go in the mall and they have their
it's
display.
It's all open. The, yes. The gull wings are open. And
pretty impressive. Looks like a spaceship inside.
But at $125,000, look.
Come on.
With all this competition, the price is going to come down. Right now, the estimate for an autonomous car using... Tesla's technology, you know, you're up around 75 grand, but it looks to me like the Intel technology is much more viable with Google. And they're predicting within 5 years, we'll have an autonomous car on the shelf for about 50 grand that will drive.
I just can't wrap my head around that.
Talk to it and you say where I want to go.
Yeah, see, you know, there's a certain fun factor involved in driving.
And you had a phone hanging on your wall at one point.
That's right.
And I did too.
That's right. Dialing the fish report
and
every
we
night.
Had dial up internet at one point.
That's
you
right.
Remember that? It would connect and download. Yes. I was downloading charts back then.
I remember.
So you know what? Look, I think, look at all the deliveries and the semi-trucks. Well, you know, there's a lot of time wasted I think our GDP could go to 4% if we could cut down all the time we spend stuck in traffic.
Oh, sure.
You can't even, now in California, we can't use our cell phones, right?
Right.
In traffic.
Hands-free only.
Yeah, keep your eye on your man, keep your hands on the wheel. We don't want you doing anything. Look, I can't, you know me, I can't sit still.
No, you cannot. You cannot. You got to be doing something.
So I have, books on tape or whatever it is.
What's tape?
I want to be learning something. Yeah, they used to call it books on tape.
What is that?
Now what is it? It's they have a name for audiobooks.
There you go.
You know, I always want to be learning something in advance. I don't want to be just stuck in traffic doing nothing. At least we could read the racing form and see who's running at Los Alamitos tomorrow or something.
Autonomous horses. How about that?
Yeah, okay, anything. Well, anyways, we'll see. Morgan Stanley says GM is their top pick, U.S. automaker. I don't know. You know what? That has been one of the most mismanaged companies. I almost call it my GE of the automobile industry. Weren't they bailed out totally?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were part
of it. It hasn't cracked 50 since the company emerged from bankruptcy. Well, you know what? I mean, they're going to get into this whole thing. And let's not forget Uber. Let's not forget Lyft, okay? All of this transforming the transportation industry as we know it. So we shall see where this all
heads. I just don't want to be a George Jetson. You know, I like driving a car. I liken it unto the electric fishing reel. There's something fun about turning the handle and cranking in the line. I don't want it doing it for me.
And you know what? I said that there's something about going to a shoe store and trying on my running shoes. I ordered my first pair of shoes from Amazon.
I couldn't believe that.
They fit perfectly.
I couldn't believe
that. I didn't
that.
Have to stop on my way home and waste time. I got some brand new Nikes.
You heard it here
They're
first,
sweet.
Folks.
Sweet.
Bill Gunderson is now a belated millennial because his shoes showed up in an Amazon
right.
package here in the office yesterday.
Well, it gives me more time to study who the players are in autonomous cars instead of being at finish line at the mall. Come on.
There you go.
So I had more time to work last night. All right, well, you know what? This week's newsletter, boy, that we're already into that cycle.
Oh, tomorrow's Friday.
Last week I wrote the newsletter on the plane, most of it from the plane from Minneapolis to San Diego. I had wonderful internet on GoGo, which is the internet of the airplanes. I do not see GoGo being a player in any of this in the car yet, but I believe that every car will be internet-enabled. And entertainment systems galore, and computers surfing the internet, you name it, it's all coming, and it's part of the revolution. Now, this week's installment, you know, I'm going to write about a series of seven or eight different newsletters educating my people, our people, on this whole thing. But we're talking about, you know, at the core of all of this is lithium.
There you go.
Think of this.
And silica.
If India is going to have all electric cars by 2030, yeah, silicon, semiconductors are at the core, and lithium. Just a simple metal. It's been in the ground for how many years, and all of a sudden we found a use for this. It was no good as metal, right? It's too soft. But guess what? It stores and maintains its charge, and it can be recharged and recharged and recharged. And that's the beauty of lithium.
Incredible.
So we'll talk about the major lithium players in this week's newsletter.
Oh, see, he coughed himself right out of the end of the show here. Well, if you want to hear what Bill has to say in his newsletter or just talk to him about managing your money, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. It's Bill Gunderson and Rob Sanford on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.